Yeah, that's very right. Nice. I chose a little bit of intro music specifically for you guys. That's exactly right.
Love to hear it.
Oh, that's right. So we got, you know, I can't introduce you guys as the members of Modern Refuge today. I suppose I can, right. But really, you guys are here about East Rock Porch Fest, the inaugural East Rock Porch
that's
Fest,
correct.
The first ever.
Yes.
One, but we got Sam, we got Vin, who play in a phenomenal band that you're hearing right now called Modern Refuge.
Thank you.
And you're also organizing East Rock Porch Fest. So it's 99.1 PLR. This is Live and Local. And tell me, I guess, how the idea got started. I have a feeling I know, but yeah. Tell me about the genesis of it.
Yep. So we have performed at Black Rock Porch Fest a couple of years in a row. We performed Milford Porch Fest. We had an amazing time. Just absolutely loved the experience. Mm-hmm. And really the idea came along. It was just a discussion that actually happened in a bar in New Haven. Of course, all great ideas
right.
tend to start in
that's right.
that way.
After 2 a.m., I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely a late night conversation just amongst some, you know, friends of ours who are also in the music scene. And we're like, you know what? I mean, this is like the kind of the perfect neighborhood for it. And then one thing led to another. We started asking questions and
we just kind of put it out there too.
Yeah.
We said, let's just take the leap of faith and do this thing because New Haven, like Ben said, is the perfect place for it. There's such a cool music scene, and why not bring Porch
specifically
there?
East Rock too?
Yeah.
I think that's the key. So, like, you know, I mean, if you're listening, you're not familiar with Porch Fest. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's bands playing on porches. The Black Rock one, obviously, been around since 2016 and has grown into a 4,000 or 5,000 person event. 102 bands just this past weekend, actually, as of the recording of this right now. And Milford, though, is an interesting one because Black Rock is in Bridgeport, and it's just that neighborhood, and it's highly walkable,
right.
And you can go everywhere without having to, you know, worry about going across town. Milford does it a different way, and they do it in multiple neighborhoods,
right.
And I like that, but I tend to find myself hanging out at Walnut Beach kind of the entire day. You know what I mean? Like, it's you hang out in the walkable spots, because after a little while, you don't want to drive anymore.
Yeah,
exactly.
East Rock suits itself very well for that. So is this going to be concentrated all just in that neighborhood? Will it be entirely walkable for the entire lineup?
Absolutely.
It will be, yeah.
Yes, so, it's about, what do we say? It's about like 9 to 10 blocks, actually.
Yeah.
All walkable. It's going to be, the houses are pretty close together. So.
Yeah, it's going to be more aligned with what Black Rock kind of looks like, you know, very walkable. And
I agree, though. I like the walkable aspect of
it's different. It's different. Yeah.
So actually, you know what? I have a Milford Porch Fest story about you guys, about Modern Refuge.
I saw you out there.
You saw me last year, right?
That's right.
Saw me last year. I was wondering if you did see me because I live in Black Rock, and when I hear Porch Fest, I'm like, yeah, man, let's go, and I'm gonna walk around. But of course, the map is all over the place, and you know, the Walnut Beach area, that's cool. You can kind of treat it like that. But you guys were out. In a very residential neighborhood, and I drove there. I was like, I know these guys. I play these guys on the Sunday night show. I'm gonna go see these guys.
Love it.
So me and my son came by, and I had like a couple of beers in a backpack, and I just I walked up, and it felt like I was invading somebody's barbecue.
Oh,
and it was a little. I was like, this is someone's dad, and I'm just kind of here with my kid drinking, which is not a great look anyway. And so that was, you know, again, and this is no shade on Milford because there's so many great spots and you can just camp out and it's a great day of music. But I love the walkability of this.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah. How many bands are you guys at right now? Because the schedule's finalized, yes?
Yeah.
That's correct, yeah.
So what do we have, 54?
54 bands.
Yeah, 54 bands for the first year.
Not too shabby for the
first year.
As soon as we put it out there, honestly, the musicians responded right away. There were so many people interested in performing. There was even a couple after we had closed submissions that wanted to perform. We're like, you know, I would love to let everybody on this first year, but we had to close it at some point. But 54, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so I remember the first year of the Black Rock one, it was 16 bands,
yeah.
One of which was my joke band, which still plays every single year. And it was like this really small affair. But you guys, I mean, 54, you guys are in for a crowd. This is gonna this is gonna be a scene. So tell me about the logistics of that, because I was talking to Tracy Ricalde, who organizes Black Rock, mm-hmm. and you know, she's at this point working contracted by Park City Presents, which is a nonprofit in the area, which handles insurance and hiring police and getting, you know, porta potties and stuff like that. Like there's a ton of organization when it starts to get to a certain level. And you guys have got to be looking at a crowd of over 1,000 people coming up, not this Saturday, but next. So tell me about the logistics of that, because you guys kind of had to skip the training wheels that the other ones had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're off. The training.
We're more or less kind of like making this up as we go along.
Right.
But yeah, the city of New Haven has been really receptive to this. They've been really excited about it. We've met with some individuals from the city. They approved everything. This year, the locations are spread out enough where, you know, street closures aren't really going to be necessary this year. And we basically have like one porch per street. So it's enough area where people are going to be able to, walk around without causing too much. That's the hope anyway. Too much, being in the
you can say chaos. It's okay. You can just say it.
There's going to be good chaos, but it's organized. It's organized chaos.
Yeah,
that, which
exactly.
is what we like. And we also have worked with the elders of East Rock.
Yeah, for sure. Caroline Tonby Smith, who's the elder of Ward 9, which is basically the primary area which the porches are going to be located.
Yeah.
She's been tremendously helpful, giving us advice throughout, connecting us with people and kind of...
Specifically, also like the there's Lawrence Street. We have a couple of porches on there. And there's also the Lawrence Street Plaza, mm-hmm. which... has been, it's a dog park, also a plaza where events happen, and they're closing off a street. They just actually closed it off yesterday, officially, through October 31st. But the big thing is we, like, you know, teamed up with them to...
Oh, so they're closing it off for different reasons, not Porch Fest related reasons.
Well, we met up with them, and they were like, you know, this gives us a reason to close it off and, like, you know, for Porch Fest, and then hopefully get other events there.
They did it last year too.
Yeah.
Okay, so trying to turn it into an event space for the season.
We're building a stage. Yeah, so we're working with
You guys are building a stage.
Yes, so we're working with Brandon Doyle of Goatsville Salvage and Nail Hole, which is an architectural student collective from Yale, and they are building. They're teaming together to build a porch inspired stage on that closed off area of the street. And we're gonna have some performers on that stage as well throughout the day.
Oh, a porch inspired stage is too much fun. That's we've thrown up fences and some shrubbery.
We're gonna do the whole thing.
Some gothic columns. Yeah.
It's gonna be pretty cool. And then we have New Haven Flea, who is run by Lauren Mallett, and she's running a flea market right around the corner from the Lauren Street Plaza. Mm-hmm. There's gonna be a drag show there. So like there's been a lot of organizing and just so much support. Honestly, as soon as we put it out there, local businesses came out to support.
Really
East Rock Brewing,
Atticus
Market is sponsoring, Town Fair Tire is sponsoring with the porta potties and all of that. So it's been great.
Oh, so you guys were able to get some businesses on hand to take some of those costs off. Oh, all right. Yeah. Shout out Town Fair Tire. Shout out East Rock Brewing Company. Also, because they're sponsors here at this company. So I'm just, of course, going to double that up. Yeah. Real quick, give me money, guys. That's so good. All right, Well, that was kind of the thing, because you know I know that the struggle has been, and I haven't really talked to the Milford organizers, but mm-hmm. I know for Black Rock is, you know, raising money for this event, raising money to get stuff like this done. Like really, T-shirts is kind of the only thing. So have you guys talked merch and stuff like that? Do you guys have a full merch catalog?
We really wanted to do merch. We had an artist create the poster, but you know, because we're in a band, we also know the turnaround time for merch.
Yes.
We're hoping to, like, I don't know if we can even feasibly maybe get some merch for the day. I don't know if you saw the poster, but it's really incredible.
Yeah.
It was created by Hayden Gaylord, and they made it. They put all the bands there. There's multiple yeah, there's multiple different pieces of the artwork. We really would love to put that on t-shirts and stickers. We'll see if we can accomplish that before Porch Fest Day.
And listen, you put the thing together. It's going to happen. It's real now. So whether or not there's merch, it's really kind of irrelevant.
I love merch. I would love there to be merch. Yeah. Well, so we'll see. I mean,
right. But it's a cherry on top.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
A cherry on top.
Exactly.
You got the cake. You got the sundae, if I'm going to beat this metaphor to death. Exactly. I guess you have the sundae already. So, all right. So 54 bands.
Yeah.
That's a lot of highly disorganized people all in one thing. And I'm speaking generally, but I've been playing in bands in Connecticut for 25 years myself. So this is has there been drama? And you don't need to mention names, but I know that there's, you know, always I want to play at this exact time and I need to be on this porch, but okay, but this other band needs to come in and they want to be here, but no, this is a terrible location. We want to be in the central location. And what about my friend? They live just outside of East Rock. Can we be part of it? Like, tell me about that. What's the night? What are some of the nightmares there?
Honestly, it's been a smooth process. Like,
honestly,
amazingly,
crazy.
Like, everyone's been
really,
really cool, and I'm not just saying that to be nice. Like, we've really had, everyone's been super flexible.
Almost no hiccups. Honestly, yeah. There's been a couple of time switches, like time slot switches. If there was like a scheduling issue with the band, like if they had something later or different gig, there's really been no hiccups besides that. Right.
Right. And yeah, it's kind of amazing. We were actually able to, I think, accommodate all of the hosts, all the bands based on their time preferences, like pretty much the first time around. So I don't know.
Man,
we were not expecting that.
You guys are saying all of this out loud without knocking on any kind of wood. That's bold of you. That's bold of you guys. Well, I mean, then congratulations, I guess, because it sounds like, especially for a first time out, I mean, you know, you guys are working off an established template from two other towns, but still, when you're dealing with a different, you know, a different scene, a different group of musicians, and I'm sure there's a lot of crossover. You guys have played all the Porch Fests, you know, and I'm sure many of the other bands have as well. It's a difficult thing to do. I want to, In a way, kind of like almost a parallel conversation, I want to talk to you about the New Haven music scene as a whole right now, because I think back to before the pandemic and like Pacific Standard Tavern, which actually you guys might not even be old enough to have like hung out there, but that was a big Venice, but like. That was such a central hub, and you know, Stella's is still there doing their thing. But it seemed like after the pandemic, things got a little bit mild in New Haven, and like Hartford and Black Rock sort of like came up, and there wasn't enough gigging. That was also when my kid was born, so I stopped gigging really.
Okay.
So you know, there's a little bit of that. Tell me, I've noticed in the last year that it's really started to resurge. Where's that coming from? Where are the hot spots right now? Where are the new places you should go see live music?
Yeah, I mean, we've had an incredible experience. I mean, we started basically just after the pandemic as a band, and New Haven is our home base. We've always said that. And I mean, there's some just incredible venues. Obviously, you already mentioned Stella's.
Cafe 9.
Sure. Nine, of course.
Yeah. Right. Three Sheets, we've played there. We have a great relationship with these places. Trinity Bar is those guys are like family to us. So we play there often, and they're kind of building up their music scene there too.
Oh, I love that, because that's a new spot for me. Like, I haven't been there. Three Sheets, actually, I just went. Mm-hmm. Did I see you guys? No, I saw Always Morning there.
Yeah.
And that was a great time. I hadn't been there in like 10, 15 years, and I didn't even know they still did music. But okay, Trinity, yeah.
Yeah, you know? they have just, you know, a lot of local places, like the Crooked Goat is the old Dempsey's. And they're doing, you know, live music on Thursdays
they
now,
just started up their,
which
their
is
music
great
program. They're excellent.
People are craving it, you know, and I think especially like what you said after the pandemic, you know, everything was up in the air. But I think especially now, people are craving live music. They want to get out to see it. So, and New Haven has a really special type of music scene. You know, there's a lot of punk. We have a lot of jazz.
Yeah.
A lot of indie bands. It's really cool there, and it's really diverse.
That's always been my take on New Haven is that it has a lot more of the punk and indie.
Oh yeah,
sure.
Thing going on
the space,
with it.
There's a space in the cellar, like right around the corner.
Hamden, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that like certain, because that's 100% a thing. Like mm-hmm. everyone says Black Rock's all jam bands, and they're like kind of right about that. And I know, you know, Hartford gets a little bit more diverse, but it also gets a little bit jazzier. There's a lot of horn, like, you know, West End Blend coming out of Hartford and places like that. Tales of Joy, Nikita, you know, you hear a lot of bands like that. What do you think it is about, you know, a town and a particular music scene that shapes not only the musician, but that attracts a certain type of musician to it?
That's an interesting question. I think I noticed when I moved to New Haven, I grew up in East Haven, so but I've been living in New Haven.
Be proud of Staven, man.
Oh, yeah. No,
be proud of Staven. Absolutely.
But I've been in New Haven for, I believe, about 7 years living in New Haven. And I noticed, like, the blues scene in particular, like place like Christopher Martin's, like, I would always go there to check out, you know, they would always have blues bands setting up there. So it's an interesting scene. I don't know. Like, I feel like these days I go to Three Sheets. That's just like my hangout spot. And like in any given night, you just see these like incredible, like, you don't really like it's know what you're going to get, but it's always really interesting, you know, just incredible like punk bands that, you know.
And I don't know why. I don't know what the reason is. I mean, I think a lot of it does have to do with the history of the area. Like, I think it you know, trickles into that when the history of different towns, different cities trickle into what creates the music scene presently, you know? And I think New Haven has a really cool history. A lot of underground stuff, too. Like, that's just always been a New Haven thing.
Yeah.
So I think that definitely cultivates a very, like Vin said, like the blues, the punk, all that is really vibrant there. And there's so many bands that play. I mean, you could catch a lot of, if you know the spots to go, like some of the spots we mentioned, you can catch really anything you want to see.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. But it's, I mean, you know, you go to Three Sheets and you go to Cafe Nine, and they did, there's a little bit more of this, like, of this punk rock mentality, which is right. awesome. And it's so specific to New Haven. Now it's a chicken and egg thing. You know what I mean? Like, which one came first, but I love it. So is there, you know, with the 54 bands, which is a ton of bands, like, is there a particular sort of genre or style or type of band that you're seeing emerge primarily? And I don't say that as a bad thing, by the way. That's going to always draw a certain type of audience. You know, talk to me about the diversity of styles in bands that are playing.
Yeah, we've got a broad spectrum of genres that are, you know, represented here this year for sure. A lot of funk, lot of indie, lot of folk.
Lot of folk, yeah.
For sure.
A lot of folk rock. What else do we have? Punk, as we mentioned, of course, there. We don't actually have many jam bands.
Yeah, so it's a little different.
Connecticut's evolving. Look at that, man. Look at that. The world is somewhere there's a disgruntled punk band saying the world is healing.
Donnie Batat and friends are playing on the Lawrence Street Plaza stage with us. So that's one of the bands. I think that's probably, I think that like that's more jam.
Yeah.
No,
but it's all over the place, though, and that's great. That's what it's. That's honest to God what it should be. Are you guys doing like the big final band, like at the end of the day? Is it going to be on the porch stage?
Yeah,
the stage porch.
Yes. Yeah. So we're gonna do that.
Is it Modern Refuge?
It is Modern Refuge.
It's Modern Refuge.
You guys earned it.
Now we're inviting. No. We're inviting.
Come
people,
on. Let's
yeah,
go.
So we're gonna do...
Let's go.
Yes.
Where's the double bass part? I wanted to get the double. Oh, there we go.
Good job, Brian.
It's a good song.
It really is a very good song.
Oh, man.
But all right. Well, that's awesome then. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what do people need to know, you know, just in case you've never gone to a Porch Fest before, you never gone to anything like this, but you live in the New Haven area, and what should you know before heading out?
I think this is one of the things, just we didn't really mention this yet, but we're going to have an interactive map, you know, how Milford and Black Rock has. So that's going to be great.
That was designed by Matt Smith, who maybe he works on behalf of Park City Presents.
Yes, I know Matt Smith. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. He's such a common name, I didn't want to assume that it was the same guy. But yes, yeah.
So he's making
because my
the
college roommate was also named Matt Smith.
Oh, I gotcha.
By the way. Sorry. Oh, all right, but so he's made an
he's currently working on it, and he's done this for, you know, BlackRock as well. Amazing guy. I was just actually talking to him on the way here. But yeah, he's working on this, so that's going to be able to be accessed by everyone on the day.
Yeah.
That's going to give people an idea of exactly where the porches are, what times the bands are playing.
Facilities,
you know, what we're going to have water stations set up and things like that.
And food, too.
A few food spots, too. So that's going to be tremendously helpful.
Awesome.
I think it is going to be even bigger than we expect. The response has been amazing so far. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have a huge turnout. So, I mean, like Vin said, we're going to have hydration stations. So that's good. That's always good to have. It's going to be a little cooler, which is nice in September. It's like, a little cooler weather.
Still drink water, though, of course.
Drink your water. Stay hydrated. We're doing a kickoff at East Rock Brewing. There's going to be like festival face painting there. There's a magician.
A couple of vendors.
Oh, that's cool. Is that before the music starts? Is that like what, around like noonish?
No, it's actually starting. So everything's starting at 11, but that's going to start at 11. There is a couple of bands playing at 11, but the kickoff is officially happening at East Rock Brewing at 11.
Okay.
So that's where it all begins. It goes all the way to 6 p.m. The final set is 5 to 6 p.m. What else is there to know? Yeah, I think just go come out and support. I mean, there's so many amazing bands to see, so much talent this first year. Just to keep the momentum going, we want to keep this going every year. Stay safe out there.
Wear sunscreen.
Wear sunscreen. Oh, yeah. I saw that.
You saw that picture of me, right? Good. I was just going to say. If you're curious why I say that, go to my Instagram page. You'll see me with my shirt off looking like a lobster. It's terrible. September 13th helps that, but it doesn't take it away.
No, it does
The danger
not.
Is still there.
Still got to wear sunscreen.
The danger is still there. Are you guys rain dating it, actually? And I will not knock on wood as I say that, but are you guys rain dating it?
We just talked about this the other day. We haven't come up with a rain date yet.
Okay.
We're just hoping.
That was a question that we posed to people when we first sent out the registration forms. If they have a rain plan, you know, we could set up tents. So we're going to kind of set up or send out a message probably a week before with some details about that. But
yeah, as it gets closer, if it's looking terrible, which I don't think it's gonna.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Then we can talk about a rain date. But right now, we're just planning on it being that date, and we're going to call it when it gets a little closer.
Well, it's going to be fantastic. Let's not jinx it, all right, by continuing that conversation. East Rock Porch Fest, the inaugural East Rock Porch Fest. It's the first one.
It's the first one.
Yeah. Saturday, September 13th. And Sam and Vin, thank you guys so much. Check out Modern Refuge at the end. Check out 53 other amazing bands that are going to be playing. And thank you guys so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you
so much.
Very much.
Appreciate you.